Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text prayer devotion from the 14th chapter of Romans. Why do you pass judgment on your brother, or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God. He really was a nice boy. Some of his classmates called him a cool dude. And if you're wondering just how nice and how cool this senior at Louisiana's Beauchesne High School was, let me tell you about how, when a substitute teacher was having a difficult time logging into the school's computer system, our cool dude volunteered to help. He asked for and received the password and took that substitute to exactly where she needed to be in the computer. Of course, that's not the end of the cool dude's story. Now that he had the school's password, the cool dude decided to help other people. This help he offered by going into the system and illegally raising the grades of his friends. Not wishing to limit his good deed doing to his intimate group of pals, he offered to do the same for those who could come up with some cash. There's been some talk that the cool dude also lowered the grades of some people whom he didn't like, but that hasn't been proven. Eventually, a parent got suspicious and told the school's administration, after the authorities investigated more than 45 students, including the cool dude, were suspended. Now, if you're like me, you were thinking, this is wrong. No student should allow his grade to be changed when they didn't earn it. Every student should get what he has coming. Yep, that's what I thought until I remembered my final grade has been changed by somebody else. You see, the time is coming when each of us is going to stand before the just judge and give an account of our lives. We will give an account, and we will fail, and we will find ourselves condemned. That's the way it should have been. But as I say, our final grades have been changed. Not by some cool dude who has played fast and loose with the honor system, no, our final grade has been changed by God's perfect Son, Jesus Christ. 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born for the purpose of changing the final grade of every man, woman, and child. To that end, he dedicated his perfect life. For this wonderful work, he was condemned and crucified. There on Calvary's cross, he died, as did our sins. 3 days later, in glorious victory, Jesus conquered death and showed to all the world that their final grade would be freely changed if they would only believe on him as Savior. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I give thanks that you have passed the tests we have failed, and that because of your work we are forgiven and have eternal life. Accept our thanks for this great gift so freely given to me and all the world. In your name, amen.